my name is Laura Vogt. I'm the Associate Director of Marketing and Communications in the College of Engineering and your host of the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. Today's podcast is geared for our transfer students, and our guests are Tiffany Reardon and Nicole McIntyre from Engineering Student Services. Welcome. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Today, we're talking about TransferLink. It's a one-unit course for community college transfer students that Nicole and Tiffany teach. So, Tiffany, you've been teaching this class the longest. Can you give me an overview of what it is?
Absolutely. So I started TransferLink 3 years ago, and this was a course specifically for community college transfer students in the College of Engineering. As you know, we have a summer program, which is T-Prep, and not every student, you know, is able to do T-Prep or, you know, has other commitments. And so we decided that this would be an opportunity for students that didn't do T-Prep to learn about Berkeley, and those students that did do T-Prep to be able to, you know, kind of continue that experience and form community.
And was there one specific thing that you saw the transfers, community college transfer students needed that made you think that this course was the answer?
Absolutely. I don't think it's intentional, but I think that a lot of the programming that is developed throughout the campus, not just in engineering, tends to be targeted towards students that enter as Frosh. And so because community college students have, you know, kind of a different experience. I mean, yes, you are transitioning to college somewhat, but, you know, kind of the first, you know, few years, you know, your study techniques and kind of, you know, being independent and things like that. Transfer students don't, you know, typically have those issues. Transfer students have also less time. And so we wanted it to be specific to the needs of transfer students. And this course was developed with that in mind. So it's, you know, I vetted a lot of these ideas by, you know, previous transfer students to get input from them. And we're also always changing the course to tailor what the current needs are. Last year, for example, the course was virtual, right? So we had to do things like, you know, prepare for virtual career fairs, right? Which was unique to the pandemic.
What is your goal in offering this to transfer students? What do you want them to get out of it?
Well, I think that what we're, you know, what we're looking for them to get out of it is for them to, number one, to understand the resources that are available to them as incoming transfer students. Two, to know that we're here to support them. So Nicole and I are here, you know, teaching this course. We're here to support them, not just, you know, during the semester that they're taking the course, but throughout their time at Berkeley. You know, we're here to support them. We're here to work with them, and really for them to connect with each other, because, you know, as transfer students, they have this shared experience. And I think that a lot of students, you know, maybe if they've never met each other, they have that transfer student experience, and they can easily bond over that shared experience.
Nicole, do you think you could tell us a little bit more about what that adjustment is like from community college to Berkeley engineering?
Absolutely. So our transfer students come in really well prepared. They've spent a number of years really excelling at their community colleges, but those campuses are much smaller and more centralized than Berkeley. Typically, they have smaller class sizes. Faculty might be more available for office hours and to offer mentorship and support because there are less competing priorities like research. So the adjustment from community college to Berkeley includes learning about important resources that are going to make the campus feel a little bit smaller, learning how to approach a faculty member when you're in a 200, 500, 1,200 person class, and learning about the study skills required that are specific to our campus and our college, as well as, like Tiffany said, building community. For our students that come in as freshmen, you know, everyone comes in new, lost, confused, and they have this week-long orientation, and they build their community. But transfer students are often coming in 2 years into the process, right? So a lot of the freshmen know each other. They've been working together for 2 years. So the adjustment from community college to Berkeley includes figuring out how do you build community in a larger community that's already established, and a class like TransferLink that introduces these transfer students to each other, so that then when they're in their EE16A class, they can look across the room and see four people they know that they know are friendly, that might have more similar life experiences, is a really positive thing. And our transfer students are more likely, like Tiffany said, to have less time and more obligations. You know, TransferLink is a really great way to meet other transfer students that are parents or that have a 15-year professional career behind them, just because they are coming in with a greater wealth and diversity of experience before transfer.
Tiffany, can you tell us a little bit more about exactly who you want to take this course? Who should make try to make the time in their schedule for it?
Absolutely. So we'd love to have as many incoming transfer students as possible. So if you are starting Berkeley as a transfer student this fall, we would love to see you in the class. We have had some friends of engineering, specifically chemical engineers and letters and science intendeds that have taken the class. I even had an econ student that took the class. He, you know, said he got a lot out of it. So, you know, we really encourage all students. We're looking to get a bigger room. So as many students that are in engineering, you know, we'll have a spot in the class. It should be first year students, though.
And Nicole, is there a way for the transfer students that want to continue learning and creating these connections to do it in the second year that they're here?
Absolutely. So for the first time this year, we're launching TransferLink 2.0, which is going to be a really exciting option for second year transfer students, both those that took TransferLink in their first year and those that didn't have the opportunity to take the class. And this course, which is also an Engineering 198 class, will help students continue to build community. If you think about it, last year's first year students weren't on campus. They built community remotely, but they haven't actually seen each other. So this class will be a really great opportunity for us all to transition back to campus together, to get to know each other face to face, and to prepare for the next step in their career, which is internships, finding research, and making decisions about what they're going to do first after graduation.
We didn't talk about this earlier, but when is the class offered? What do we need to try to work into our schedule?
So 1.0 will be Wednesdays at 10 a.m.
And 2.0 will be Tuesdays at 10 a.m.
And what's the time commitment for students? We know that it's going to be an hour-long class once a week, but is there more outside of the classroom that they need to worry about?
So it is just an hour in person. We also have some prompts that the students will need to complete. But, you know, to be honest, these are things that there's also a project, but these are things that students will do anyways. So it's almost like getting credit for things you'll be doing. And I believe the same is true for TransferLink. I mean, you know, Nicole and I, we know how busy transfer students are. And so, you know, we're not looking to like pile on unnecessary work just because, you know, students will say, oh, I'm really glad I took this class because I was going to do this anyways, right?
Like one of those things that they do anyways is creating a resume or something along those lines, right?
Exactly. Creating a resume, you know, looking into, you know, degrees they might be interested in, if they're interested in grad school, if they're interested in, you know, startups, if they're interested in going straight to industry, creating a bio, you know, things that they are would do and should do.
So this seems like it'd be a really great option for students that are in maybe one of the smaller majors to definitely start meeting people, not necessarily in their major, but across the whole spectrum of engineering majors.
Absolutely. So some of the smaller majors, the nuclear, the MSCs, the environmental engineering sciences, you know, I think we have one energy engineering, I think, right? Think so. But some of those smaller majors and fun fact, you know, sometimes when we've had those one majors, those are our standout students. I have to tell you. And the reason why is because they've gone out of their way to talk to other people. I'm actually just, you know, setting up an alumni panel. And the first person I thought of was somebody from a very small major. So if you're listening and you're from a small major, you know, we're going to be probably calling on you.
And are there any materials that the students need for the course?
Nope. Just an open mind and enthusiasm.
And what's your favorite part of teaching it?
I think my favorite part of teaching it is I love when the previous students come back and do panels, because I feel so privileged because I've seen the growth, right? I've seen like, hey, this person was taking this class last year and, you know, now they're coming back and they're talking to the next class. You know, maybe they did an REU in the summer. Maybe they just applied to grad school. You know, maybe they've had some, you know, experience that they really want to share. And I love that. I love seeing that just as a whole. I think that, you know, one of the things that that I like about transfer students is that the willingness to share their experience. I see that a lot. And so if you take this class, you're going to meet not only the students that are coming in with you, but you're going to meet students from previous years as well.
So I've only taught the class once because I've been with the team less than a year. But last year in our remote format, my favorite thing about the class was reading everyone's discussion posts and their self-reflection, but more specifically, seeing the comments on each post and seeing these new students who had never met each other face to face really support each other and cheer each other on and find their similarities and their shared experiences and offer their own experience or connections as resources to other students. And I'm really excited for those students to all meet each other on campus, maybe in the context of TransferLink 2.0, and to continue to support each other.
And are there any other resources that you want to share with the transfer students that they can start exploring?
So many. So many. I just sent out an email. For our incoming transfer students, some of the resources that I'm really excited about are the Transfer Mentor Program and the opportunity to be mentored by a continuing transfer student. The Sataja Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology courses, which are really putting a focus on recruiting and enrolling transfer students and helping transfer students leverage their experience in entrepreneurship. The Fung Fellowship, which is also prioritizing new transfer students this year.
Aside from those, also, just kind of a sneak preview, the College of Engineering has a National Science Foundation scholarship that students can apply to. And so, you know, we have that as a, you know, resource. And the only people that are eligible are new engineering transfer students. So if you take the class, you'll hear about that. But also if you don't take the class, you'll still hear about that. But we would like to hear, you know, we would like to see you in the class. But as Nicole mentioned, there are an enormous amount of opportunities. And I think that one of the things that we can support you in is not being overwhelmed. Because at some point, you know, you're going to think, oh my gosh, like I can't do everything. You know, I need to focus on my studies, but I want to choose wisely on what to focus on. And we can help you with that.
So are there any last thoughts or things that you want to add about TransferLink that we haven't talked about yet?
If there are, you know, if, you know, we just kind of put the class, the Wednesday class from 10 to 11, but if a lot of students are like, this doesn't work for me, you know, please let us know. You know, we can't make any promises, but we really want to have as many students in the class as possible. So if there's, you know, some major class that, is a time conflict, you know, just please let us know, but we'd like to see as many students as possible. And we are excited because we haven't been on campus in a year either. So this will be fun.
Well, thank you both, Tiffany and Nicole, for coming in and joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. You got me excited for the fall now.
I know it seems weird that it's still a couple months away. But I'm glad we talked about this today, because as the students are planning their courses and getting ready to register in July, this is one of the things that we kind of want them to think about as they're making that schedule to add this course to the schedule. And we'll have the links for the classes.berkeley.edu is on our podcast page. So that's engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS podcast. And thank you for everyone for tuning in. I look forward to podcasting with you again next week.